Pete.
Yes.
How you doing today?
Fine.
Good. Pete, I wonder if you could share with us, our relationship goes back probably about a year or maybe a year and a half now. Can you just tell us a little bit about what your business was, what you were doing, and maybe some of the events that were occurring just prior to our getting together?
Well, Scott, about a year and a half ago, I owned this PC board manufacturing company, and the name was U.S. Circuit. And I had a problem, financial difficulty from my other business, and that lured into this business. And I was in a desperate position to create some financing because not having enough cash flow, and I'm getting all kind of lawsuits, and it's almost like a shutting down of my company here.
Uh-huh.
And I have any other income. And I have never thought about filing the bankruptcy, and that was against my believing, and I was looking for any other alternatives. And one day I got the mail. It came from your office. I called. I have a preliminary interview with you. There's no charge or anything like that, and you explain me what you can do. And within a few days, your company started working with my problem. What immediately you did to stop a lot of bothering calls and create it in a way that I can use my time to market my products. And that was a great from there on. And then you show me without a bankruptcy how you can help me to keep my business. And we went along with your fees and everything, no agreement, nothing. No contract that I have to sign with you, that I have to work with you so many months and this and that. Whatever fee we agreed, periodically we paid the fee, and one by one you solve my problems. I don't have any more lawsuits. Of course, I changed the name, and that was a fantastic. Right now, my business back on the track. You know, we owe nothing to anybody, you know. We still have a few problems from the old, but that has nothing to do with the new business.
Let me ask you a couple questions. First of all, going back to what you said in the very beginning of our conversation here, you said that you personally did not believe in bankruptcy. Why is that? What is it that you don't believe about it?
Well, the reason is that the bankruptcy law designed to protect the people, but I believe that if I can work hard, I don't want to go easy way out.
Uh-huh.
You know, if I save the business, if I go to bankruptcy, then I don't know what the bottom line will be. Bankruptcy, I know one way that eventually you have to shut down and, you know, sell the assets. So you have nothing left. Not filing the bankruptcy and going your way, the way that you have some steps and things that your expertise helped me to keep the business. And if I have a business going, then I can work hard and stand up again and be back again where I was a few years ago.
Okay, so if I understand what you're saying correctly, if what you're saying is that with bankruptcy, since most of the bankruptcies fail to help the company recover sufficiently to continue on, you felt that you needed to do something that would pretty well guarantee you that you could continue on, and that you knew if you could continue on, that you could then work your way out of your problems. Is that
right?
Correct?
That's exactly right.
Okay. Was cost a factor at all?
No.
Okay. You also mentioned that there was no contract, and I just wanted to touch on that for a moment. Did you have a problem working without a contract being in place?
No. No problem, no matter whatsoever.
Why is that? Did it not concern you?
Pardon me?
Did it not concern you that we might not perform?
No, because, you know, working with a few months with you, knowing you, before we have a, you know, about a year and a half ago, we have a client relations is no longer a client now. You know, it's a customer-client relation is no longer. It's a friendship. But at that point, in the beginning, you know, when I didn't have a contact, I hedged it a little bit that, you know, if it's no contact, how this is going to work because I'm not familiar. But knowing and working with you about 2-3 months, I knew at that point that we're going in the right direction. And at that point on, the contact didn't bother me at all. So without a contact, working with you didn't bother me at all.
Right, and as I recall, and I recall this because this is our standard operating procedure,
right.
We really bill based on an ongoing basis of performance so that at any point in time, if you felt we weren't performing, you could just stop paying us.
Right.
So that's got to give you a certain degree of comfort, I would think, with respect to our performance.
Yeah, because of one confidence that I have, that I have no contact sign that I have to pay you so many $1,000s.
Right.
Because we were paying you every 2-3 months, you know, on based on your performance.
Right. One of the common thing, one of the questions I'd like to address to you is a question that many of my clients ask me before they become clients, and that is, what's the downside of the plan? And so from somebody who's been through one of these plans of ours where we've strategized a solution to your problems, what was the downside from your perspective in retrospect? Looking back, what was the downside?
Well, it's, you know, the downside that I was against the wall, right?
Uh-huh.
If I didn't do anything, then I was a guarantee that I would be out of the business. It's not, you know, and using your expertise, your professionalism, and in applying to the my business, the downside, worst to worst, is I'll probably lose the business anyway. But so there's no risk using your service. You know, there's no downside. You know.
Okay, I had a client. Maybe you can address this, and I appreciate what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of the way I look at it. But I had a client yesterday make a comment, a prospect that we were talking to, and she said, "I have maybe 3 drops of blood left, and you're asking me to give you one of those drops of blood so that you can do what you need to do. And if it doesn't work, I'm just that much closer to death. Why should I run the risk of trying this versus looking at maybe another alternative?"
Well, Scott, you know, when I came to your office, I didn't have any dime in my bank account. I think the bank account at that point was closed by bank, not by me, because there's no money.
Uh-huh.
And there's no money coming in. And when I have a first meeting with you, you said, "Don't pay me in the first. Let me raise the money that you can able to pay me my fee." And your people came in, they work here in my office, and it generated some kind of collections and cash that I can able to pay you, and they helped me to keep my lights and gas and phones and everything's, you know, in working condition because it all was ready to shut off.
That's right. We put you on our what we call our CFO program, which normally stands for Chief Financial Officer, and what we have put the term of coaching for optimization to. And we put you on that CFO program so that we actually came on site and started generating positive cash flow so that we could pay the fees. I had forgotten about that. You're right. What would you say to those who feel that our methods are too dramatic or too drastic?
People think that your method is dramatic?
Yeah, every once in a while we'll have, you know, maybe 10% of the people we talk to will say, "Gee, I see where it can work and it makes sense, but that's pretty dramatic, and I don't know, I think that there are some people that I need to take care of, or I want to pay all of my creditors, or I want to pay back all of my IRS debt. And this just seems like a very dramatic type of step to be taking."
Well, it sounds like a dramatic one. When I start discussing with you in a post times, But it's nothing dramatic. It's simple that it really works, and it worked for me. If it's worked for me, you know, people have a doubt, but if it worked for me, then it should work for other people, because there's no miracle here. That the system that you have, that should work. And yeah. It worked for me, and I'm happy.
And I think that's a real important point. It's not anything terribly innovative. It's creative, yes, but it's laws that have been around that we've just used from a business standpoint, and the results are predictable.
The result is predictable. The result is fantastic for me. And when you have, like you just said, that customer says have a 2 or 3 blood up drop left, why wait for, you know, more to drain out? You know, this is time to use your service, and, you know, just try one more last option. This is the last option. If you don't want to go bankruptcy, this is the last option.
Yeah.
And this option will save the company and assets and everything.
And you can still declare a bankruptcy afterwards if you wanted to.
Right.
So that's kind of a last-ditch thing in my estimation.
Well, the bankruptcy has got, you know, I thought about that, but the bankruptcy will put you completely out of business. Not only that, but you don't have that kind of money to retain the attorney.
Yes.
And dragging for so many months without doing anything. Your system don't have to put out that much money in the front. Not only that, but you open the door every day and you keep doing the business that you were doing before.
So, in retrospect, if fortunately you are not in that position, but if you were to find yourself in the same position again, would you go through the same kind of a process again, or would you do something different, do you think? Might you reconsider bankruptcy or some of the other alternatives?
Well, I'm not hoping to go back again the same situation. I learned my lessons. You know, I'm moving very carefully. In my directions, I got the new partners now, but I'm advising people, friends that I know, advising use your service if they, you know, in that kind of position. I know a couple guys, and I think I referred a couple guys, and they've been using your service.
Yes.
But if I ever come in the same situation again, of course I will use your services.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for your input, and I know that all the people who are going to be able to listen to this will appreciate hearing your input. Thanks a lot, Pete.
Thanks, Scott. If anybody wants, want to hear from me, feel free to give them my numbers,
I appreciate
able to talk to them.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.